off the ball.
I was enjoying the heat chat just a second ago. I managed to catch that. It's one of my top five. So yeah, that brightened my morning a little bit.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to a special edition of Rugby Daily, mopping up after tonight's narrow win for Ireland over Argentina at the Aviva. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, we hear from Andy Farrell in the wake of tonight's test. The Pumas camp too on a close shave for them, and news of the Wallabies and a pair of Scots on the move to boot. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up, and in the end, it took a stout defensive effort to protect Ireland's unbeaten home record against Argentina.
The Gibsons.
Gibson Park outside the crowd has a goal for himself, and he gets there. Well, clearly no ill effects from the collision with Moroni. Jack Crowley gets his second international try, and it is, in the end, the perfect start for Ireland after what they have described as a difficult week. That go off an Argentinian hand, it did. Away go Ireland again, they're to Gary Ringrose, and he's striking for home, Ringrose. He's got low with them. Doesn't quite have the gas to get to the corner. Maybe Byrne will, inside to Hanson. Lovely handling from Ireland. And they've got two tries inside 6 minutes.
Yeah, what a start. Incredible.
Go for the tail. We haven't seen that too often lately from Ireland. Well executed. Back inside to Lowe. James Lowe striding for that line. Just short. Gibson Park inside to Joe McCarthy. Joe McCarthy gets the third try of the evening for Ireland. And his second for his country. Finally, the Argentinian wall crumbled. Alvaros. And away they go into the space through Juan Cruz Malia, and he's going to head for the try line. Lowe can't get there. Argentina get their first try of the evening. And it's from their Toulouse speedster, Juan Cruz Malia, with his eighth international try. And he has driven them right back into this contest.
Yeah, that's the reaction he wanted, Conte told me.
Oh, it's been lost forward. Molina can't believe it. And that is the game. Ireland have somehow survived that late Cuba onslaught. A second half that will leave them asking each other as many questions as they found answers on the back of the New Zealand defeat. Look at the coaches' box. Far from ecstatic, far from elation amongst the likes of Paul O'Connell and Andy Farrell. Somehow Ireland have survived. Full time, Ireland 22, Argentina 19.
Followed a 37-minute second-half dry spell last week with a completely bereft second period. This time around, first-half tries from Jack Crowley, Mack Hanson and Joe McCarthy, and a Crowley drop two had Ireland in control at the break, but a Juan Cruz Malia try 4 minutes after the restart, converted by Thomas Albornoz, cut the Pumas' arrears to just 6 points. The gap was cut to three barely 6 minutes later after some Irish indiscipline led to another Albornoz penalty, and despite a late yellow for replacement prop Francisco Gomez Codella, it was Argentina who pushed for a late winning score with that turnover within sniffing distance of the Irish line, calling a halt to proceedings. Andy Farrell says lessons still haven't been fully learned from last week's defeat to the All Blacks.
It was three or four games in one, wasn't it, really? Obviously, the overriding feeling is we're delighted to get the win. There's one thing, there's a few things that we needed to learn from last week, and some things that we didn't address on the field, but we said last week that we had a chance of winning ugly. We did that this week, so that's a plus. But just going through the game there, I thought we showed some real good intent in the first half. How we started the game, you know, we was direct, we was piling into them, we was hard work to handle, playing off quick ball, etc. And then on the back of that, if we get the try from Tadhg Byrne, I think that probably justifies the score a little bit because of the dominance that we had. But we know the type of side that they are. They've improved out of sight, Argentina. And the pressure that they put on us and we put on ourselves in the second half, obviously brought them back into the game, but to cut a long story short, we held our nerve towards the end and just about got there.
The head coach had mentioned in naming his team that some players had been lucky to keep their place, and he was seeking a response. Farrell was asked if he got that response tonight.
In parts. I think if I can try and sum it up of where we're at, I think when you're looking at two top sides that we've played in the first 2 weeks, it looks like we're still trying to find our feet in the intensity of the 480 minutes for that top 1% games. Obviously, New Zealand and Argentina have been playing those type of games for the last 5 or 6 months. It looks like our lads, some of them, a little bit shy of that type of intensity. Hopefully we're building through this month and we'll see the best of us in the next 2 games.
Ill-discipline once again gave the opposition a foothold in tonight's game, and Farrell concedes it's something that does need addressing.
Yeah, it's something that we've been outstanding on over the last 10 years actually. But certainly in that amount of time that you're saying there, it's not done out of players going out there to be ill-disciplined, etc. It's coming from the right place. That might sound stupid, but at the same time, all they're trying to do is do the right thing by their team and trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat too much at times. You just need to be a little bit more patient individually and trust the team of what we're about.
Thomas Clarkson and Sam Prendergast both made their Ireland debuts off the bench tonight, and Farrell was particularly impressed with how the 21-year-old at half fared.
I thought he was excellent. I thought he was really composed. Playing your first cap in that type of position, in that type of situation, I thought he was really composed, played at a nice tempo at the line and started to make things happen. That just shows what type of character he's got.
Despite narrowly missing out on ending their winless run in Dublin, Puma's boss Felipe Contepomi was happy with their performance.
Yeah, I'm very proud of the boys because I think, you know, definitely one thing to get better at is Ireland started fast and we need to start these sort of games better. But then we stick to it and we stay there, we stay in the game. And in the moments where Ireland like really threw all their armament and all their tricks and everything, we defended well and we kept disciplined and we had two mantatas move quickly and then, so for us, I think that is, yeah, definitely I'm proud of that, and I think it's part of the game, you know, it's not only attack but also defence, and the boys had a great game in defence, especially the second half.
The former Leinster at half says Argentina needs to start games more strongly.
I can't explain them because if not, I would have fixed them already. You know, that definitely is one thing that we need to improve. But you need to understand that we are a developing team, that we are trying to work on a mentality to stay on the game and how to do the things we want to do or we said we are going to do and so on. And sometimes it's true, maybe we need to learn to start a bit faster rather than stay comfortable and see how we are and how we should, and then go. And that's part of the learning and playing against the top teams in the world, because those things happened against New Zealand, South Africa. It happened against Australia in the second test match as well. Now Ireland, you know, teams that they are used to, top four teams that they are used to start like that, and so it's a learning curve for us, and yeah, we are trying to find solutions if you know one, and I'm happy to give me a ring.
And speaking to Owen after tonight's match at the Aviva, Fiona Hayes offered a midterm report on Ireland's autumn.
I'm I think it's one win from two. You can I think this Argentinian team were absolutely superb at times tonight. Tested Ireland like the All Blacks did, especially around that ruck zone. So that was an area, the breakdown in particular from last week, where I've seen a huge improvement, and I thought Ireland really protected the ball. Argentina could have easily, on how they were playing, especially their back row in particular, could have easily stolen a lot of ball if Ireland weren't on the money. So they've improved in that aspect. As a number one, there's a lot of pressure on a team to perform week in, week out. Yes, they had an off day. I thought it was much better this week. Is there more better rugby in this team? Absolutely. I think it's just about gelling these new guys in, and I'd love to see in the next couple of games the likes of Osborne and Prendergast and even the likes of Calvin Nash. I would have loved to have seen him here today. So there's talent out there. Now is the time, the next two games, to try and test that talent.
Who starts at 10 against Fiji?
Against Fiji, I would think, and I could be way off, I think he might go with Frawley.
Right.
I think it might be something for him to go back to the drawing board, put in a really, he could have had a good week training this week, but the decision could have been made to have Sam Prendergast on the bench. If Frawley trains well, I give Frawley the go ahead, and I absolutely would have Prendergast on the bench again.
You can hear full reaction from Fiona Hayes, and indeed this morning's chat with Ronan O'Gara on Off the Ball Breakfast, by becoming an Off the Ball member now. offtheball.com/join is how you go about doing that. Following his explosive international debut against England last week, Wallaby centre Joseph Akusu-Suaalii will start on the bench in Sunday's test with Wales in Cardiff. In his place, Samu Karevi will earn a 50th Australia cap. Max Jorgensen's match-winning efforts from the bench last week see him start instead of Dylan Peach, who sustained a calf injury last time out. Alan Alatoa, brother of former Leinster tighthead Michael, replaces Taniela Tupu in the front row. Will Skelton makes his first Wallabies appearance of the year, coming into the second row for Jeremy Williams. Rob Valenti, also winning a 50th cap, switches from blindside to number 8 in place of the injured Harry Wilson, allowing for a second cap for Seru Uru. Head coach Joe Schmidt says the decision to keep Suaalii in reserve is an effort to share their workload.
I think anyone who plays four consecutive tests against the sort of ranked countries that we're up against, I do think that's a big challenge for anyone, and particularly playing the full 80 minutes. There was only kind of half the plan last week, but then when Peachy came off, we couldn't quite manage those minutes, and so we want to try to keep some balance there. And Samu comes in for his 50th cap, so he's a really experienced, combative player, experienced player. And as I said post the game, Lenny Ikito, he's played a lot of 13 for us. That 12 is a less known position for him, so him moving back out to 13 is pretty easy for him to do.
Away from the bright lights of the Aviva, the Byrne brothers will be in action at Craig's Rugby Club in Galway tomorrow. Harry Byrne starts it out half for Leinster A in their fixture with Connacht today, with Ross Byrne among 10 Leinster replacements. Fullback Ruben Maloney is the only member of the Leinster A starting 15 yet to be capped at senior level by the province. It's a team with plenty of experience, however, with Michael Milne, John McKee and Will Connors all in the pack, while James Culhane captains Leinster A from the back row. Connacht A have plenty of experience of their own, with John Porch, Byron Ralston and Colm Riley among their backs. Jordan Dowling and Oisin Dowling are in the Connacht A pack. The game will be streamed live on a Connacht rugby website tomorrow from 1 p.m. Two of Scotland's squad will be on the move in the summer, it seems. Head coach Gregor Townsend's confirmed that Tom Jordan, the Auckland-born back, who qualified via residency rules, will be leaving for England. Jordan will join Bristol Bears in the summer, bringing to an end a 3-year stint at Glasgow. Meanwhile, Midi Olympique report today that scrum half Ali Price will swap Edinburgh for Montpellier. The 31-year-old will replace Springbok international Cobus Reinach at the Top Couture's club, with Reinach returning to South Africa. The Price acquisition continues a busy period for Montpellier, who've already secured the services of Wales lock Adam Beard, Kiwi hooker Ricky Riccatelli, Racing winger Donovan Teofefenwa and Harlequin centre Lennox Anyanwu. La Rochelle has signed Wallabies international winger Suliasi Vunivalu as a medical joker. The 28-year-old provides cover for Raymond Rule, who suffered an Achilles injury in pre-season. Vunivalu is a convert from Rugby League, winning the NRL Player of the Year award in 2017 and then again in 2020. He'll likely make his debut for Ronan O'Gara's side next week against Castro. That's it for today's and indeed this week's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland on Monday. Till then, thanks for listening.